show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are going to be joined Gray in 5 short minutes. I'm looking forward to a discussion we're going to be having. And many of you, I'm sure, saw some of the debate in the aftermath or during the RNC and where conservative politics are going. If you follow my show, you know where I stand. I think Bryson stands in a different opinion in that. And so I wanted to have him on to discuss that today. So really looking forward to that. Before we do bring him on, a couple other odds and ends I want to talk about here. So Black Lives Matter is demanding the DNC host some semblance of a primary. And so I guess this is nice. The members or what remains of Black Lives Matter are saying, hey, wait a second. What about democracy? And I applaud them because they're not just embracing the diversity hire that is Kamala Harris. And by the way, that's the truth. Joe Biden said, I will pick a woman of color to be my vice president. That's what he said. He didn't say, I'm going to pick the best candidate to be vice president. He didn't say, I'm going to pick somebody that has the best resume. He didn't say, I'm going to pick the smartest or most effective or best policies. He said, I'm going to pick a woman of color. So yes, she is quite literally the definition of a diversity hire. She's never had a single vote. So Black Lives Matter could easily just embrace Kamala Harris and say, oh, she's not white, so we'll take her. But she's also not African-American. So if they try to sell you Kamala Harris as an African-American, do not fall for it. Her mother is Indian. Her father is Jamaican. But it shouldn't even matter. And that's why I applaud Black Lives Matter for this. Because they're saying, wait a second, nobody voted for Kamala Harris. We need to have a snap primary. In other words, let's actually get a choice here. Let's actually get a choice and see what happens. But they're either going to try to speed rush Kamala to be the nominee, or they may try to replace her at the convention. And I would say this deal is not done yet. You think, oh, well, look, they're all on board for Kamala. She's getting all the fundraising. So what? They did the same thing for Joe Biden just 7 days ago. You think these Democrats give a damn about consistency or integrity or trying to even pretend they're not lying to their voters? Please. So Black Lives Matter demanding a vote for the Democrat Party nominee. Good for them. By the way, you want proof that they're going to cheat? You ever seen anything like this? Michelle Tafoya, I meant to bring this up with her yesterday, but I ended up talking about other stuff. The Minnesota DFL just sent me this fundraising email. For some reason, they have me confused with someone named Alexandra. Second, they are using Project 2025 as the scare tactic. I would urge my Democrat friends, yes, I have many, not to fall for this BS. So, a couple things here. If they think you're somebody else and they're sending you this propaganda, do you think they might be sending you a ballot, too? Would you put it past the Democrats to send you an illegitimate ballot with somebody else's name and you just think, hey, I might as well use it to vote? You don't think a Democrat would do that? No, not a Democrat. They have the integrity. No, a Democrat wouldn't cheat. A Democrat wouldn't lie. A Democrat wouldn't fill out a fake ballot. They wouldn't send you a fake ballot. No way. They wouldn't do that. The party of democracy. The party of rape. Rape surges 11% in New York City as bail reform, vulnerable migrants, and depleted New York Police Department create perfect crime storm. The party of rape, the Democrat Party. And the party of illegal alien non-citizens. This is a campaign ad for Governor of Missouri Bill Eigel. He brings in a translator so that the non-citizens that don't speak English can know what he's saying. What do you think about this 2024 edition of Republican politics in clip 20.
I'm Bill Eigel. I'm running for governor to crack down on illegal immigration.
Él es Bill Eigel y tomará medidas energéticas contra la inmigración ilegal.
No more taxpayer handouts for illegals, period. Nada. Zilch. Zero.
No más ilegales, no más dinero, no más fiestas.
We're throwing them in jail and sending them back where they came from.
Ay, caramba.
Andre.
It's time to take Missouri back.
Okay. Well, I don't live in Missouri anymore, but his campaign would have my interest. Maybe even my vote if I did. We'll be right back with Bryson Gray. Don't go anywhere.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD.
Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline, it's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Ship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So I've been thinking of the right way to start this conversation, maybe discussion, maybe debate with Bryce and Gray. And I think the best way would be to go back last week, because this was kind of the contention point, which was the RNC and how it went and some of the guest speakers and some people being rubbed the wrong way with it while other people embracing it, like myself. I would say it was the best RNC, if not the best political conference in modern American history. And I've explained why I feel that way. Bryson feels differently. So I think it's an important conversation to have, as I believe that the right-wing populism is taking over American politics. There is no debate with the left anymore. It just doesn't exist. They've lost the debate, so now they've just engaged in violence. So we have to have a debate, and this is how we grow together. So Bryson Gray joins me now. So Bryson, I think the best way to start this off is to just ask you point blank, what did you think about the RNC?
I thought it was terrible. And I thought it proved that this is not, like earlier you said, conservative politics. We're no longer talking about conservative politics. We're talking about liberalism versus leftism. Because all the Republican National Convention showed me was that the Republican Party is just 12 years behind Democrats, literally more liberal socially than Barack Obama was in 2009.
Now, what do you mean by that? How does that translate to policy? What makes you say that?
Oh, because policy is driven by social issues. If you look at how people vote, men typically can vote economic, but a lot of people mainly vote on social issues. And what I mean by that is before the Republican National Convention even started, Charles Moran, who is a Republican delegate and a homosexual, he bragged about how all anti-LGBT language was officially removed from the Republican platform. And he said, inclusion has finally won. Now, if I read that quote to you and didn't tell you who it was from or what party it was from, I guarantee you most conservatives would think that was a liberal. But the fact that it isn't a liberal should be very alarming.
Well, you're a case in point of that. They wouldn't let you perform for Trump events because you're anti-LGBT lyrics in your songs. You know, I guess I can't disagree with what you're saying. My approach is, and you've been outspoken about this too, but my approach is that we need the votes. How do you disagree that we don't need the votes?
Well, we don't need them votes, because the reality, the way politics work is each group has a base. So we live in a two-party system. So Democrats have a set base that typically votes for them, and Republicans have a set base that votes for them. So if you really think about it, Republicans, their core base are Christians, if you like it or not. It's reality. And for Democrats, it's literally just not Christians. It's mainly feminists, you know, all the other small groups, the LGBT and people like that. So the problem is, it's not that if we need the votes, is are you willing to lose the votes to get those votes you claim to want? Because I'm, you know, just one person, but I'm somebody who was a very staunch Trump supporter. I even voted for him after the campaign stopped working for me. And I said that live on this show before, and now I'm not voting for him. And I'm not the only person that says this, clearly, because if I was the only person, then we wouldn't be here on this show having this conversation. The reason we're here is because there are a lot of Christians that are expressing their concern with where the Republican Party is headed. Now, people like Matt Walsh, he's still going to vote for Trump. But if you actually look through, there's a lot of people that said they're not even engaging in this election. So the question is, if you extrapolate that, because we don't have statistics on it yet, but if you extrapolate it, is losing these votes worth getting votes that you're probably not going to get from a mathematical standpoint?
Well, I would say, let me just hone in on that. You're really not going to vote in this election.
100%. I'm not voting unless Trump drops down to his knees and repent.
So would you rather have Democrats in power?
Both are Democrats, because the reason I don't like Democrats is because I'm not a liberal. I've said
Bryson, that is so intellectually dishonest. You're telling me there's no difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
No, just 12 years. I've said that as soon as I came
So off. There's no difference in illegal border crossings?
I mean, who deported more people, Barack Obama in his first term?
We're not talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about Biden-Harris or Trump-Pence. Who had more illegal border crossings?
Under Biden, clearly, because they accept illegal immigration.
So hold on a second. No. Let's go issue by issue, because you say there's no difference. So is there a difference between the border if Trump is president or if Biden or Harris is president?
There's a difference if Trump is president, because he'll attempt to get stuff done.
Okay, so there is a difference there. So they're not the same. What about economically? Is there a difference economically between Democrats and Republicans?
Well, they traditionally had different economical views. Democrats typically are not for tax cuts or corporate tax cuts, but really that's modern Democrats. And Trump is for tax cuts, but when he was in office and had the entire Congress, they couldn't even pass a permanent tax cut, even for middle-class citizens. Matter of fact, it was temporary, and it was due to Republicans. It wasn't Democrats that did that. It was Republicans. When you look up the illegal immigration thing, the wall did not get built, if you like it or not. Parts of it did. It didn't, even if you look at the immigration numbers, it wasn't that significant to the point that you think of. Because if it was, we wouldn't still be complaining about this. Now, just to make things clear, when I say they're no different, I'm talking about things that I view as the core values of this country. We already know they disagree economically. That's always how it has been. When I say no different, I'm talking about where is this country headed, and will either party change where it's headed? And the answer is no, because the problem in this country is the moral fabric. That's way more important than everything else. The moral fabric of this country is the problem.
But Bryson, you get to choose what you do with your life. You can't choose your way not to pay taxes. You can't choose your way not to have an open border or a closed border. There's a big difference there between politics and culture. You don't vote for culture.
Now, this isn't true, and I can prove it's not true, because if you look up before 2015, before the Supreme Court made that decision with Obergefell in 2015, most states in this country, the majority of people disagree with same-sex marriage. This is just an absolute fact. Matter of fact, every single state in this country voted no in same-sex marriage, with the exception of three. After 2015, the Supreme Court under Barack Obama did the Obergefell thing and pretty much forced each state to support homosexuality. You've seen the numbers of homosexual support and same-sex marriage support rise, even including Republicans, with the latest statistics from 2020 or 2021, the first time in history have Republicans support same-sex marriage. So culture and policy, unfortunately, is tied together with many things. And the reality is, the social fabric of a country is more important than the economics of a country. I'm not saying economics don't matter, but if you have good economics and your moral fabric sucks, then I promise you your country will fail.
So would you rather have gay marriage and cheap gas prices, or gay marriage and $5 a gallon?
$5 a gallon and homosexuality be illegal.
Okay, well, that's not an option. So I'm saying, let's be realistic. What's an option? $5 a gallon in gay marriage or $2 a gallon in gay marriage? Those are your options.
Well, that's if you're forcing me to choose. But at that point, I don't care what the price of gas is.
So then you're going to pay $5 a gallon.
Okay, because I already know this country is headed. That's the difference. So let me try to make this clear, because I think there's confusion here. Do I think Trump will be better economically? Most likely, yes. But then we have to do the realization. We have to stop the talking points about gas prices and view real life. Donald Trump spent more money than almost every president in history. And that's pre-COVID. We're talking pre-COVID. Trump spent a lot of money. And if anybody really understands economics, you know this. We had temporary tax cuts. This is just the reality. COVID messed this country up. And I do think COVID was put out to try to make Trump's 4-year term look bad. I do believe that. But I just told you, because you keep bringing up this aspect of it. Let me try to be more as specific as I can be. The social fabric in this country is more important than economics in this country, if you are asking Bryson Gray. InfoWars was some of the first people that put me on their platform. Y'all knew from the get-go that my faith came first. My faith has never not came first. Y'all were the first people that brought me on when I told y'all. Y'all got the first story about the Trump campaign not working with me anymore because I wasn't willing to compromise on my views. Y'all know I don't like liberals. So if y'all are asking me to support liberals, which the Republican Party is now, this is not a conservative platform. It's a liberal platform. If you're asking me to support liberalism, then of course I'm not. I'm sorry. When it comes to abortion, I'm not compromising on abortion. I've been saying make abortion illegal before Roe v. Wade was overturned. I've been saying this for the longest of time. So I'm not the one who changed. Y'all have changed. The Republican Party has changed. And they're banking on Christians being enslaved to them and changing with them. And most Christians will compromise their faith for Donald J. Trump. But I'm not.
Nobody's asking you to compromise your faith. And I think that that's where the confusion sits in. Nobody's asking you. Who's asking you to compromise your faith?
That's not true. The Republican Party. Any of y'all that are saying.
Because we want you to vote for a candidate that's better. That's asking you to compromise your faith?
Yes. Because the Bible says, now we got to get scriptural because this is the most important part. The Bible says you cannot justify wickedness. The Bible says fellowship has, you can't have no, light has no fellowship with dark. The Bible says take no part in evil deeds, but instead expose it. That's what the Bible says. So if you're expecting me to vote for a man who held an LGBT gala at his home to celebrate a Joe Biden policy codifying the same-sex marriage law, if you're asking me to support somebody who changes his opinion on abortion whenever he wants whatever votes come with that, if you want me to vote for somebody who calls himself the father of the vaccine and still won't even acknowledge the bad stuff that is done according to InfoWars, then y'all are asking me to compromise on my faith to vote for somebody. That's literally what you're doing. When you say that even though the Republican platform is becoming more anti-God, removing anti-gay language from the platform is anti-God. That's pro-Satan. When you compromise on abortion, that is anti-God. That is pro-Satan. So when you do things like that and you say you still should vote because gas prices, you're saying, Bryson, compromise on your faith for economics. That's verbatim. That's literally what's going on here.
That's one issue. I could bring up 100 issues. I could bring up, again, I brought up the border. I could bring up police. I could bring up safety. I could bring up common sense. I mean, you just had bills in California where they can take your kid out of the classroom and genitally mutilate them. That's what you're going to get if you get leftists in charge. I'm not asking you to compromise your faith. If you view it that way, I understand it. You've laid out your point. But see, I'm looking at this pragmatically. I can separate politics from culture. And I don't really care what politicians do or these political leaders do. It's not going to compromise my faith. It's not going to change my faith in God. It's not going to change how I live my life. It's just not going to happen. And it's not going to change how you live your life either. But yeah, I would much rather have Republicans in charge than Democrats for obvious reasons. I don't think we have a country in 8 years if we get Democrats back in office. Do you not care?
No, I just disagree. I disagree with multiple things you said, and I just want to make this clear. There was no version of Christianity outside the Bible. People can disagree on theology about biblical things, but the Bible has clear laid out rules. If you are a Christian, you are voting for somebody that clearly supports things that are satanic, you are compromising your faith. The lesser of two evils.
Cite me a Bible verse that talks about voting.
What do you mean? It's talking about justifying or supporting.
No,
it's about
you supporting said voting. Evil, tell me, evil. Cite me a Bible listen, verse that says listen. Voting.
I don't have to. That's not.
I don't remember. I don't remember a single Bible verse about voting.
Question: If you vote for somebody, are you supporting that person?
No, you're supporting yourself.
Come on. Speaking of intellectual dishonesty, you know that isn't true.
100% true. How is that not true? I don't agree with everything Trump does. I will even admit to you, I agree. The Republican Party platform is not a conservative platform anymore. I agree with you on that. It's a patriotic platform. It's a platform to try to save the country.
Is it satanic? Is hosting LGBT party satanic?
Sure, I'll sacrifice that. You want to call it satanic? Fine. I don't really care. I'm not here. That's what I'm saying, Bryson. I'm not here to have a battle about culture. I can choose to live my life how I want to live my life. I'm voting to save myself, my country, my future, my lineage. That's what I'm voting for. I'm not voting because I love Trump or love anybody in the Republican Party. This is a pragmatic choice to me.
And this is the issue I have the entire discussion surrounding this. Because just to be clear, I don't care what worldly people do. I don't care what secularists do.
I agree.
When I talk to my aunt, let me finish. When I talk to my aunt from back home, who's a ratchet, she lives a demonic life, and I call her demonic all the time. I say, you better vote for Trump. I mean, you need to vote for Trump because you don't really have. So people outside of faith, I don't really care what they do. If anything, they should vote Trump. But if you are a person of faith, the Bible lays out how you should live your life, why you should support anything. Everything has to start with your faith. There is no separating politics from your faith. That doesn't even make sense. That's satanic in itself. So when we talk about supporting somebody, is when I see this, what the representation is and where is it headed, where is it going? Because clearly nobody can lie and say the Republican platform hasn't become more liberal. And everybody knows, especially InfoWars, who I've watched call transgenderism of Satan. I've watched that on InfoWars. I've watched InfoWars religiously. I've watched InfoWars talk about the LGBT and how important and how destructive that is for society. So I've watched this happen. Just for us to then say, well, let's not worry about that right now because of gas prices. No. The problem with your kids right now is they're going to these schools, these public schools and these colleges, being taught by women or liberal professors, and they're getting taught that you can be any gender you want. They're being taught that homosexuality is a good thing. That's why the more generations pass, the higher percentage of that generation identifies homosexual.
Because of Democrat Party politics. You're now arguing my point. If the Democrats are in charge, that's what you're going to get.
No. You gotta get that with Trump too. What are you talking about? Can I ask you a question?
What are you talking about? Bryson, look, hold on a second. No, hold on a second. The log cabin Republicans, the LGBTQ for Trump, they want that out of the schools. That's part of their platform, is they don't want it in the schools. So what are you talking about? What state, what party just made it legal for a teacher to take a child out of the classroom and genitally mutilate them? Which party just did that?
Democrats.
Okay. So show me an example of a Republican doing that.
I don't have to because you're trying
because it doesn't exist.
Move the goalpost.
No, because it doesn't exist.
No. This is called moving the goalpost. Let me ask
who's
you a question.
Moving the goalpost?
At a conservative event at a college, will Republicans invite Blair White to speak?
Probably, yeah. Does Blair White want children to be taught how to be gay in schools?
Blair White shouldn't be around children because it's a grown man in a wig that tried to change
his
name.
You just said a college. You just said a college. So we're talking about 18 and up. Hold on a second. You just said college. So we're talking about 18 and up. Does Blair White support child genital mutilation?
Any way you want. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Seen what?
I've watched Lady Gaga take pictures with children at show. At a
I agree. I don't like that. I wouldn't take my children to a drag show.
No. When you take your children to a Republican event now, it's a drag show because you have a bunch of men dressing up as women.
What Republican? I've been to multiple Republican events. There was no drag shows.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying.
Makes it a drag
I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're trying to take one thing and apply it to everything. Oh,
no,
my God.
I can't even look at the screen. I'm about to throw up. I'm not even joking.
Bryson, do you want the left running your life, telling you what to do?
Republicans are the left now. That's the thing
No. Stop it. Do Republicans tell you what car to drive?
What do you mean? No.
Okay, do Democrats?
Bro, why do you keep moving the goalposts? I made my statement
very
clear.
I'm asking you questions. Who is writing legislation to ban gas-powered vehicles?
Sir, what is the definition of the left? What does that mean?
What are you talking about? The left is authoritarianism. The left wants to tell you how to live your life, what you can eat, what you can drive, where you can go, how you can communicate. That is leftism.
We're trying to change definitions of words. Leftism is just an extreme form of liberalism. Liberalism means to accept new ideas, and of course, with liberalism,
okay, you're talking about classical liberalism, which is actually what created America. So if you want to talk about classical liberalism, that's totally different. A modern-day liberal. We both know what a modern-day liberal is.
I'm talking about liberalism by definition, not opinions, not feelings, not how we feel. By definition, liberalism inherently always gets more liberal. That's just in definition of the word. It continues to disregard traditional values, which is conservatism, to accept new things. That is the definition of liberalism, not how we feel. So if you look at that, liberalism will always become more liberal. So if you look at the Republican Party from not even 50 years ago, we're talking about 12 years ago to now, the Republican Party has completely embraced liberalism, and you like it because you want all the votes. The problem is this is not a real life scenario. When you try to please everybody,
it's not a real life scenario. It is a real life scenario.
It's not, because you're going to lose people.
No,
period.
No,
if you are pandering to somebody, you will lose people. And
no,
I know
the Republican Party is winning more voters than losing right now. You're in the minority in this.
Let me ask you a genuine question, bro. Do you really think Trump, based on any voting polls that came out lately, and I know everybody don't like polls, but when there's good polls for Republicans, people tout them. Have you seen the numbers lately for moderates, for women, and for young people?
Yeah.
So my question is, I don't know. It's just like the black vote in 2020. I genuinely thought in my mind that Trump was going to get a crazy amount of black vote. Did it rise? Yes, it did. A few percentage points, I think 4% for black men or something like that, which is beautiful. LGBT, barely, because Republicans have been getting 15% of the gay vote forever. And all of the pandering, you realize, doesn't play out in voting, in the voting booths, as you think it does. So when we talk about now, you say Trump is gaining more votes than he losing. It may look that way to you. But to me, to somebody that has a different experience than you, to somebody that I travel all the time, I know personally thousands of people who were real stern Trump supporters in 2020 who are not voting for Trump this time. They're not voting for anybody. So not voting for the left, but they're not voting for Trump because they can't in their faith do it. This is the reality we're dealing with. So if you believe that you are replacing these voters with moderates, then okay, we'll see how that play out. I believe Trump will win in 2024, but we'll see how it plays out.
Well, I mean, I have multiple evidence of proof that these voters are being replaced. But again, I think that you are definitely in the far right as far as your priorism, and I commend you for that. But I think that you're probably in the minority there. I think that that's a minority of people. And by the way, we'll come back to this because we're up against the break. I agree. I don't think the gay vote makes a damn difference. Pandering to gay people is not going to win or lose Trump an election. But what it does is, yes, it does change the perspective of people that might vote Republican, and they don't go to the booth and say, oh, I'm not going to vote for a Republican because they're anti-LGBT. They're going to say, oh, I'm going to vote for a Republican because it's common sense. It's a better fiscal policy. It's a better immigration policy. It's a better education policy. It's a better law enforcement policy.
But what about me, though? See, the thing you just said, it cancels itself out, because me, somebody who did vote because they're pro-LGBT now, I'm not voting.
You're in the minority.
But so are they. The people you thinking you're talking about, that's the minority too.
No. There are plenty of Democrats that are sick of paying high taxes, sick of illegal immigration, and just are changing their view of Republicans.
Show me.
And do all kinds of
things.
You know?
Sell guns.
We
go to the rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Whereas one of the slaves has a weapon. Raise the alarm.
I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind, it was really wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes and helping the blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones, and yet have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
If you don't get up off your ass and get aggressive now in the info war, you're never gonna sit there and kill people or fight. Okay? And I don't want to kill people and I don't want to fight. Okay? So, now, if I got to defend myself, I mean, I'm not a talker, folks. I'm actually a fighter. Okay? All this talk's just a shadow of what I'll do in a war. And I'm not trying to brag here, but...
All the talking heads on the TV screen with an arrogant sophistication, talking about what's been going on around the world and here in the nation. They all seem to turn like a pack of wolves when Alex goes on the air. In spite of the facts, they launch their attacks, and I just don't think it's fair. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones, and yet have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. Yeah, I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
I'm your Christian leader. Never mind Skull and Bones. Never mind Bohemian Grove. Never mind my actual policies. Just buy my rhetoric, buy my lies, because you're my slaves. We're going to put in a Democrat later who works for the exact same people, and you're going to laugh at them when they do it. All you Democrats that hate the Patriot Act and all you Democrats that hate the police state, you're suddenly going to love it.
Our political elite want nothing more than for you to be ignorant, deceived, censored, silenced, and rendered useless. But Brainforce Ultra is a great way to fight back, because staying sharp is part of winning the InfoWar. Not only will this product keep you sharp, but it will also keep InfoWars broadcasting the truth worldwide. We all know that InfoWars has been under relentless attack for years. That's why it's more important now than ever, in this most pivotal time in our nation's history, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Brainforce Ultra.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, good spirited debate here with Bryson Gray. He asks me for evidence of what I'm talking about, and so let's go ahead and show some of it. I could play hours of this, but let's just show a couple minutes, guys. Go ahead.
So those people who are telling me, Democrats of all people, who are always the most intolerant, which is crazy, the extreme left, when they don't like what you're saying, it's suddenly shut up, no debate. So you shut up. Now here's this rant. Again, I'm a libertarian. Very much pro-choice. I don't agree. I'm not religious really at all. So there's a lot on the extreme left, and they are reminding me why I cannot vote for them. And I cannot vote for Kamala, because not even...
So that's why people are so mad about it.
We are like minutes away, minutes away from Hulk Hogan, yes. Dana White, and Donald J.
All right, so who do they want to run against? I want to say something.
This spirit that this guy has, you guys think this guy, he's drunk? He's not. This whole thing is like this. And it's... Hey, guys. The last time I was in a commission that felt like this was Obama 2008.
There's something happening.
What's that?
You just wrote a headline, but just like Obama,
Trump is showing in this convention he has the capacity to alter the composition of the electorate. That is
the difference between 2008 and now is that Obama was actually popular outside of his own party, and that's not the case.
I don't think we should overstate that.
The grade you gave it?
I gave it an A.
And why'd you give it an A?
The thing I was looking for was a change, and I felt I heard that change in his voice. I was looking for his discussion on getting unity together in the country, as well as the border control and inflation.
I wasn't going to vote this year, but I am now.
Do you think this is like determining you to vote?
Yeah, because if he shows that he's willing to put his life in front of our country like that, then I feel like he should be the president no matter what.
Do you know anybody who maybe wasn't planning on voting and now they're voting for Trump, or anybody that swayed their opinion?
I'm not gonna lie, me.
Does it currently sway who you support to be president?
Probably not.
A little bit.
I know the votes are definitely gonna be changing in the next few months, but you think so? You think this will sway people?
Definitely.
Do you guys know of anybody who has been influenced to vote for Trump after this, or any of you guys?
Yeah, everybody.
Definitely me.
Yeah? Were you not gonna vote before?
I wasn't gonna vote at all, but that sealed it right there.
Yeah, so you're voting Trump?
Trump gets it.
All right, awesome. Is there anybody else you know that has the same opinion?
Pretty much all my friends.
Just to survive in Biden's economy.
Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, what the frick is going on?
It's upsetting.
It's upsetting
to see
this world that we're living in right now.
To help immigrants
hold on, came here illegally this. Woo, this world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention?
I'm going to stop it right there. I could play hours of this stuff. So, Bryson, you asked for proof. There it is. I could play this for hours.
That's not proof.
What do you mean it's not? Okay. All right. So what is it?
What proof
do you have? You just said it. I brought evidence. I brought receipts.
Listen. This is your show. You have editors on hand. Clearly,
my editors are actually in agreement with you. They're putting up stories that are against me.
No. Let me finish. I'm saying the editors on hand can edit up a quick video of anecdotal evidence of people claiming what you claim is true. The difference is I can do the same thing. Is that I don't have a bunch of editors so I can make it happen real quick and it's not my show. But I can show you many people, hundreds of people. I can do the same thing for hours and hours and show you people that saying they're not voting for Trump because it'd make them compromise on their faith. Can I do it right now, whip it up in 5 minutes? Of course I can. When I ask for evidence, of course anecdotal evidence isn't what we're referring to. We're talking about statistics, data. It's literally what I said beforehand, by the way.
Okay, so you're saying people that voted Trump are not voting Trump now?
Correct. I know so many.
They're not going to vote Democrat. These are people that would vote Democrat that are now voting Trump.
It's possible. But my question is, if you think that'll replace all these votes, and then I say it's possible. First off, the difference is,
I don't have to replace them. If they're not going to Democrats, then it doesn't matter. Then, okay, Trump loses votes and then he picks them up from the left. So, okay. So politically that doesn't matter to me. If purists on the right don't vote at all, then I can replace those votes.
Okay. But what did I say the first time I brought this up? First off, this is what I'm saying. So now you're just pretty much repeating what I said earlier. So if you think that that's okay, then cool. All I'm saying is if this is the Republican Party is going, then cool. It's worldly. I'm just not
winning? You don't want to win. You'd rather have Democrats win.
I don't want to sell my soul for a vote.
Nobody's asking you to sell your soul for anything.
I've already explained that. Can I ask you a question? What does it mean? Because this is InfoWars, so I know this question can be answered quite clearly. What does it mean when a rapper sell their soul? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's that simple of an answer. There's a bunch of things they could get. I mean, they could be blackmailed homosexuals. They could have to do sex acts. They could be caught up in crimes, deadly crimes, forced to do crimes.
or they have to come out and say they're gay, like a Lil Nas X who all of a sudden became gay, or they have to be manly and all of a sudden wear a dress because they want them, you know, that record deal. They want that marketing budget. So if that's all selling your soul, then it's saying me, because they still get the money. They still get fans. They still can say, I love God at the award shows. They all do it. So what I'm saying is, in this case, when we talk about the Republican Party, as a Christian, I'm not saying Republican Party economically isn't better than Democrats. I'm not saying when Trump and Kamala Harris run against each other, if not Joe Biden, I'm not saying that I would prefer Trump to win. What I'm telling you is, I am not willing, because a vote means this person is representing you in this country. I don't want to have Donald J. Trump and what he promotes nowadays representing me as an American citizen. As a Christian first, I don't want him representing me. And for me to say, even though he did the LGBT stuff, the compromise on abortion, to push the vaccine, I still should vote for him because I just want to win. That's literally selling your soul. I've called out Lil Nas X and y'all loved it. I've called out Lecrae, y'all loved it. I've been on this platform multiple times for calling out and
you
exposing.
You think making
the wicked
a pragmatic political decision is selling your soul?
Yes, if that pragmatic political decision is going against your faith.
How is that going against my faith? Nobody's going to force me to have an abortion. Nobody's going to force me to take my kid to a gender clinic. The left is going to do that.
Bro, that's not biblical. Like, once again, this isn't biblical. It's not biblical to say, as long as he's not forcing me to do it, that means I can vote for him. That is not biblical.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Hold on a second. Because you talk about what you said earlier. So you would agree, though, you would prefer Trump to Harris. You would agree.
I've said that.
Okay, so you talk about Christianity. If it was just Christians, so if Republicans just embraced the Christian vote, would they ever win an election in this country?
Yes.
That's, really? That's, you think the, you think the Christian win. Vote is enough to win elections in America today?
The only reason Republicans ever win is because of the Christian vote.
But you're not going to vote.
Just statistics.
And you think they're going to win?
Based on history, yes, because Republicans have won because of the Christian vote.
But now you're saying, but Republicans just lost, and now you're saying they're losing the Christian vote, but now they're going to win.
What?
You're saying.
Nobody is saying you have one set voter. I'm saying when Republicans were pandering to Christians, when they were saying, let's ban same-sex marriage, when they were saying, let's ban abortion.
You mean when Obama
won? Pandering to Christians, they still won elections. Period, point blank. 50% of the time, Democrats win. 50% of the time, Republicans win. But for a fact, when you look at any exit poll data, when you look at any form of data, Republican Party doesn't exist without Christians. This is reality. So if they keep going this, if Republicans keep going this route and getting more liberal, eventually it will catch up to Christians. And if Republicans lose 10% of Christian vote, they would never win another election.
All right, last break. We'll be right back.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
Bill Gates up through that little chicken dick. You know how he walked, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan.
Ever seen a Cellini?
My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes' glasses like he's a little smart guy.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
I'm the Amazing Randy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Sun.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and be the reason we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Enjoy it. And again, folks, this is not bad that Bryson and I disagree. It's actually a good thing. This is how we grow. And there is no debate with the left anymore. They've given up. They've lost the debate. They've just resorted to violence. So let's have a debate on our side, and let's move forward amicably with our discussions. We both want the same thing, I think, overall. Maybe we just have different views of how to get there. And so Bryson Gray with me for the final segment here. Here's I guess, if we're doing kind of final statements, Bryson, the way I see it is, yes, my approach is pragmatic. My approach is I want to win politically. My approach is I cannot have the Democrat Party anywhere near power, or the future for myself in this country is extremely bleak. So I don't personally have to make any cultural or faith sacrifices, in my view, in that process. Is the Republican Party changing? Yeah. Is it a conservative party? I don't know. You can debate it's not. It's a patriotic party, and I think it's all hands on deck to save the country. So that's my approach heading into this election. And yeah, I want you to vote with me. I want you to be on this winning team. I'm not asking you to sacrifice anything. I'm asking you to help us save the country.
Yeah, again, sacrificing and compromising from a biblical perspective is what's happening. You know, no matter if you don't want to say it that way or not, that's just the reality of it. You said we both want the same thing, but the things I want is the things this country pretty much had already that liberalism stripped away from it. In most countries, every state, abortion was illegal at one point. In every state, homosexuality was illegal at one point. In every, like all of these things were like shamed, like Abortion is a disgusting thing that shouldn't be compromised on. Homosexuality is an abomination. Whole countries got destroyed over homosexuality. Then we talk about the vaccine, which is a more modern thing. But I mean, I don't have to tell you what the vaccine did to people in this country. He's like, Democrats can't have power. I agree, but it's clear that we're not viewing it the same way. When I say Democrats can't have power, it's solely because of liberalism, because liberalism does not stop. There's no such thing as getting more liberal and then coming back. That's not real. That's fake. Because the Democratic Party in 2009, Obama was saying marriage is between a man and a woman. And then that same human being 6 years later, the Supreme Court under him has pretty much forced the country to accept same-sex marriage. So the more liberal you get, the more liberal you're going to go. So there's no such thing as, you know, getting it in. And then we're going to implement the actual conservative policy. So right now we see the Republican Party, as you've already admitted, changing before our eyes. But in changing, let's just call it what it is. It's getting more liberal. I mean, just objectively, definitionally speaking, the Republican Party is getting more liberal. I mean, that's just simple. And if anybody thinks it's going to get more liberal and then go back just, you know, out of nowhere, just boom, we're conservative now, that's not real. That is like.
But there's two different things here. We need to separate culture from politics. Hmm. There's liberal culture and there's liberal politics. You're talking about culture. I'm talking about politics.
No, that's not true. Same-sex marriage, you can call it culture, but same-sex marriage is a political conversation also. These are policies that get passed. Abortion is, you could call it cultural, but these are policy things that get passed. Like, both are one of the same policy.
Hold on a second. Who's standing against abortion, the left or the right?
Neither now.
What are you talking about? Neither. You don't think there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans on abortion?
I've told you the difference. Four times now. This is the fourth time. 12 years.
Okay. So what's the difference between conservatives and between Democrats and Republicans on abortion?
Well, let's just talk about what's the difference between Republicans and conservatives on abortion right now. DeSantis' bill, I guess it was called the heartbeat bill. Let's just call it that. I thought was weak, soft, compromising. And for Owen, how did Trump view DeSantis' heartbeat bill? What did he say about it?
He thought it was harsh.
He thought it was too harsh, disgusting. No, we should be able to kill babies for a few more weeks. That's essentially what Trump said about DeSantis' policy, which allows you to kill babies for 6 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So that, and then by the way, if people remember in 2020, go look at Trump town hall. He said women should be punished legally for getting an abortion. And then 3 days later, his team came out and he tried to walk back the statement. But when Trump was just speaking off the cuff, he said that women should be punished for getting abortions. That was a base guy. I like that guy.
So I agree with you. He's making things. Maybe he's just straight up lying because he wants to win, because he knows how important it is to win the election. So he's probably lying. Maybe he really does believe that should be punished.
We don't know, but to gain the world and lose your soul means nothing.
Where is the answer, though? What is the difference between Republicans and Democrats on abortion?
In my opinion, 12 years. Some Democrats think you should get abortion up until birth, and some of them think you should get abortion up until whatever week. I mean, the difference is Democrats are just more demonic than the Republicans. But that doesn't, once again, I said this a few times, and I feel like you're not.
No, you're not answering the question. Right now, what is the difference between Democrats and Republicans on abortion? What is the policy difference right now?
I've already answered that question.
No. You say 12 years. What is the difference right now? Practically applied with the next election.
I brought up the heartbeat bill.
Okay, so there you go. So there it is. So a Democrat will have abortions up till birth. A Republican will have abortions up to 6 weeks. So that's the difference.
No. Once again, I don't think you're understanding, and I'm trying to find a different way to explain it, because you said there it is as if that wasn't my third time saying that. Donald Trump, what his policy is, will be on abortion. I can already assume from his own statements that it's going to be less restrictive than DeSantis' heartbeat bill, just based on his own words, if we take him at his word. So
You live in Tennessee, huh? Correct?
Yes.
Okay, what is the abortion law in Tennessee?
Illegal.
It's illegal in Texas, too. Porn is illegal in Texas. What about Tennessee?
I don't know, but that's based. I don't think porn illegal in Texas?
I don't know. I think, didn't they make it illegal? I don't know. There's some stories you can't get access to porn anymore in Texas.
I don't think it's illegal. I think
oh, okay. They have an ID verification. The crew tell me. We have an ID verification. So, but see, this is my point. These are Republican Party policies. There's your difference right there. Abortion is illegal in Texas and Nashville. It's legal in Democrat states. Owen. There's your difference, Bryson. Right there.
Owen.
And that's because of Trump, Supreme Court.
This isn't honest. The Texas Republican Party platform, was it condemned by the RNC or not?
I'm talking about practical results. No. I'm not asking you about what's condemned, and I'm saying what are the results?
No, you're trying to say we're talking about Republican Party in general, and you're trying to pinpoint the specific states.
Yeah, like I'm talking about applicable results. Elections have results.
No, you can't do that because the Texas Republican Party platform was literally condemned by the Trump administration. What are we talking about? The Texas Republican platform was a good
disagree. So there's Republicans that disagree with this stuff.
No,
but I asked for a specific difference in practical policy, Owen. And I just gave it to you.
We're talking about the Republican Party in general. You can't pinpoint the most places you think has conservative places. That place was condemned by the general Republican Party. The Republican Party in general already condemned Texas platform. So the Texas Republican platform will not be a part of the general Republican platform. They condemned it. This is just a fact. Look, put that on the screen. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to judge something based on a Republican Party difference, you have to go to the general, what the majority is saying, and specifically Donald Trump. What is Trump saying? Trump team,
Trump is probably like second, I would say, but it doesn't matter. Trump gave it to the states. So what is Trump's actual policy? It's up to the states. And look at the results in the states. Now abortion is illegal in many states. So I'm looking at results.
After Roe v. Wade. Have more babies been aborted post Roe v. Wade or pre Roe v. Wade?
Well, in numbers, obviously that's different because post Roe v. Wade is just a recent phenomenon. So, but yeah, less babies are obviously aborted post Roe v. Wade.
No.
Okay. Nope. Well, it depends on what state you live in, but absolutely. But that's not even a fair argument.
I'm talking about the nation. Overall in the nation, more babies have been aborted post Roe v. Wade than pre Roe v. Wade.
Well, that's because of Democrats, Bryson. That's because of Democrats. So there you go. Yeah, this was a great debate. Let everybody know that we love each other.
What do you mean?
Just let everybody know that we're lovers.
Oh, I told Twitter I love all of it. This is a debate. You have a debate. We're two men debating. This is a healthy debate.
We should do this again with some other issues. Let people know where they can follow you.
Listen, I'm Bryson Gray. I know most people watching this disagree with me, but I want the guy to put on the screen that the Republican Party condemned Texas Republican platform.
All right, next time. I got to go, folks. That was a fun debate. That's classic talk radio.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.